time for another Castle Country Focus update on KOAL-ITV. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I've got Mr. Chris Winfrey. He is the principal at Castle Heights, but only for a few more weeks. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Dave. Glad to be here.
It's getting to be that time of year, and you know what? It's time to do a rundown of everything that's going to happen between now and the end of the year. It seems like that there's something going on every day.
Yeah.
So we're going to go right to the source, and you can kind of give us the rundown of what's up.
Well, we're down to May, so May 1st, and May is always a super busy time at any of the schools. Obviously, elementary school, we've got testing going on in all of our upper grades with the RISE testing. Kids have been working hard on that. We've got testing going on in our lower grades, too, as they finish out the year. We've got Kindergarten Roundup coming up this week. It's been hitting the elementary schools. Castle Heights, our Kindergarten Roundup is on Friday this week, starting at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. So if you have a kindergartner and you are wanting them to attend Castle Heights next year, bring them to Roundup, 9 o'clock. Just bring in a birth certificate and immunization records, and we'll get them all squared away. It's kind of a big day for us because it gives us an indication on our enrollment for next year. In the last few years, our kindergarten numbers have been really, really high, which is great news. People are sticking around the community. The community's growing. And then next week is big week. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. So for us, it's an opportunity to recognize our teachers and honor them for all that they do. We thank the PTA. They make a big stink on, you know, on every day of the week for the teachers and do activities, gifts for the teachers. We as a school try to do some things as well, breakfast, lunches, things like that. So, you know, for parents and students, just make sure to take an opportunity to say thanks to teachers next week. It's not an easy profession by any stretch.
No, it is not.
So 1 week to honor teachers is definitely not enough for all the hard work that they do. A couple other things coming up on the schedule. On May 17th, we've got our fifth grade graduation. It's always a big deal. That's also DARE graduation. So the fifth graders go through the DARE program and talking about different things that they can do to keep themselves safe from drugs and alcohol and tobacco and those things. And then we do that as part of our actual fifth grade graduation. And so we invite parents to come out and we recognize the fifth graders as they'll be moving on from Castle Heights to Mount Harmon. So we've got that in the morning on the 17th. And then the last week of school is kind of a crazy busy week. A few years ago, the school district, the high school and the school board started the senior graduation walk, which we think is just an awesome, awesome event. So that's on Monday the 20th. At Castle Heights, it'll be at noon. And what they do is any seniors who went to Castle Heights, who are graduating from Carbon High School this year, they bring them over in their cap and gown, and they walk the halls of Castle Heights, and we get all the kids out of the classroom, and they have posters congratulating them. And it's kind of twofold. It's for the graduating seniors to be honored and remember what it's like. But we at the elementary, we use it as a way of encouraging our kids, getting them excited about staying in school and when they'll have the opportunity to do the same thing later on.
Right, and I think that's a great thing that they do that. I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. We've done it the last few years, and the kids always love it, so it's been exciting. On the 21st, on Tuesday the 21st, we have Field Day, which is our PTA puts on a huge Field Day activity. In fact, this year it's supposed to be even bigger. Full-blown. We're going to have inflatables and water slides and bubble machines and just crazy kind of the end-of-the-year celebration for the kids, and they'll get to go outside and participate in those activities. And then on the 22nd, it's a minimum day for all the schools. So elementaries, we're out at 11:15. There's no lunch. So the kids will be there that morning, and we usually do a talent show at Castle Heights that day and invite parents to come. And then on the 23rd, that's the last day of school, also a minimum day, so 11:15 again. And that day is meet the teacher, and the kids meet their new teachers for next year and do some celebrations, sign some yearbooks, and that's it.
Just go wild.
Just go wild, yeah. Summer comes. So we've got professional development for the teachers on those minimum days, where we'll be working on some things in preparation for next year as well. But it's just exciting. I can't believe we're already here, down to the last few weeks.
Well, it's all over.
Yeah.
It's all over. That's what I made the mistake yesterday, and Jared Chiara, that's a teacher up at Sally Morrow, had to shoot me a text. I made the mistake yesterday of saying the last day of school was the 22nd.
Right, 23rd. Yes, yeah, the snow
I says,
days.
Well, graduation is the 22nd.
That's right.
He says, yes.
Yes.
I says, okay.
Yeah.
As long as I got something right.
That's right.
We're good. So, all right, and you wanted to take a minute, Chris, because you, we talked about it before. You are not going to be at Castle Heights next year.
Yeah, so this is my last year at Castle Heights. It's my fourth year there, and it's just been amazing. But I will be moving over to Carbon High School next year as the principal at Carbon High School. And Castle Heights is getting a new administrator, Wendy Flucky. She is a teacher at Creekview, has been teaching second grade for a couple years at Creekview. She was an administrator before outside of our district in Nevada. And then moved here a few years ago. She's going to do amazing things with Castle Heights. I'm really excited. It's hard to turn over your school to somebody else. It's, you know, it's kind of like my baby, and it's a little bit painful to walk away. But Wendy's going to do an amazing job, so I'm really happy. I just wanted to take an opportunity to say publicly thank you to everybody at Castle Heights, the students, the parents, the community, especially teachers and staff. I could not have asked for a better place to work. Just such an amazing group of people. The teachers are incredible. The things that Castle Heights has accomplished over the last 4 years is a credit to all of those people, to the students and how hard they've worked and all the different things that they've done, all the improvement that they made. That's them, the staff, the secretaries, custodial staff, all of our aides, our kitchen staff, after school program staff. I mean, everybody works so hard. And then especially the teachers. I've never met a group of more dedicated, hardworking professionals in my life than that group of teachers at Castle Heights. They are incredible. They care about kids. They care about learning. They care about what those kids can accomplish. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. It's been an amazing 4 years. I'm going to miss them for sure. Come up and see me at the high school. And hopefully here in a few years,
you'll see some of them.
I'll see some of them coming up through. Yeah, I plan on being there for a long time. So give it time. I'll get to see all of them again.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. So all thanks to everybody.
Well, Chris, thank you for stopping by. Thanks for everything that you've done for the district, and good luck at Carbon.
Thank you. I appreciate
Looking forward
it.
To dealing with you and working with you guys up there. It's going to be a fun time.
I'll be back again next year just with a different hat.
There you go. See how easy that was?
Yep.
All right. So now for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KOAL.